that before I get a person here, the platform, and he'll sweep over this audience and break vision. And let me prophesy from this platform in his name. It's a great thing to ask him. I've never done it before, but I believe he will. I have faith in my God. I believe that he's here. If he'll do that, surely you'll believe. Just be reverent. Don't be in too much of a hurry. Let the Spirit of God in you. Be reverent. Just keep praying. He's here. Visions will move. But please be real, just as quiet as you can. Speaking all around through the building. I just see everyone just here. I know you might not believe it. I can't make you. He leaves from here and sends over a little woman sitting right back here. A light. She's praying. You have a female trouble, don't you, sister, sitting right there on the left-hand side of the road. Isn't that right? You was asking God to heal you, didn't you? You're healed. You have a prayer card, lady? You don't have a prayer card. In prayer now, please, everywhere over the building. I can only speak where he tells me to speak. I see a man looking at me right now. I see it standing near him. You have a brown suit on, say you. It's near you. No, it's a woman, I believe. The man, you have catarrh, don't you? Catarrh and some kind of a, you have something wrong with an eye. A cataract, is that right, sir? Raise up your hand if that's right. You don't have any cards or anything. All right, you can go home now and be well. Christ will make you whole. That lady, it seems like it. Look this way, lady. Do you believe me to be God's prophet? You, yes. Stand up to your feet just a minute. You believe me? I called, said something there, and you moved, and I see the Spirit stand by you. It isn't there now, but I want to talk to you a minute. Do you believe me to be God's servant? We're perfect strangers, aren't we, lady? You don't know me. I don't know you. Do you believe the message that I preached is the truth? You do. No way at all for me to ever know you. Probably here and me 150 miles away. But you believe, and I want you to talk to me just from there, like you're on a platform. No, you come from away from here. You're by, live by a place out all rolling hills in it. I'd say you come from New York. Is that right? And don't they call you May? Ain't your name May? Is that right? It's May? And you have, you have something wrong with your eyes, and you have spinal trouble. You're on your road to a place where there's a lot of palm trees are growing. I believe it's California. And you're going to meet a lady that looks a whole lot like you. It's your sister. Isn't that right? Is that the truth? And you're fixing to leave right away, aren't you? Now, is that the truth? Raise your hand if that's the truth. Or you can go on your road heal to your sister now. Jesus Christ has made you whole. God bless you. Have faith. Don't doubt. Somebody over this way. Somebody believe in here in this vicinity here. Have faith in God. Just pray and say, God, I believe that with all my heart, and I'm desperately in need. I see a little mother hugging a baby. What about you, lady? You look like you're kind of desperate. Do you believe me as God's prophet? We're strangers. I don't know you. God knows that. I don't know you. But you're in need of prayer. You've got a gallbladder condition. Isn't that right? And you've had an operation, and it ruptured. Is that right? Isn't that your husband sitting out there from you? You have a back trouble, don't you, sir? And that's your granddaughter sitting next to you. And the little baby's father with a nerve condition which causes headaches and stomach trouble. Is that right? That's the mother of the baby sitting right behind it. Is that right?
Hallelujah. Oh, she's going to be well. God bless you, sir. Have faith in God. Believe with all your heart. Shame on you people. How would you reject and deny? Someone believes somewhere else. Have faith. Believe just that God. I'm telling you the truth, my friend. Excuse me for being a baby. When you see the supernatural, see an angel standing there, that light moving over a person, you should break out and see the, what's going on taking place. Please don't walk around. Just, it throws me out so. God will surely make you pay for it. If you're asked in Jesus' name to be quiet. Said, be still and know that I'm God. See a man sitting back in there looking at me. I see something is coming near him. Standing over him. He has a gallbladder trouble, liver condition, many things wrong with him. You have a prayer card, sir, sitting with the glasses on, sitting looking right at me. Stand up to your feet just a minute. You believe with all your heart. Now, you're aware, brother, that something's taking place. You have a feeling that you've never felt before. Don't, isn't that you have a strange feeling, isn't that right? It's the angel of the Lord standing near you. Look to me like if you could see that, people. Just look that way, right there, just above the man. A milling light standing right there, kind of a emerald, moving. Now, there it is. The man has come from a, he's come from away. He's from up in, he's from Indiana. And I see he's in a, he's somewhere with a lot of criticism. They're criticizing divine healing to the man. And I hear somebody call his name Ed. Isn't your name Ed? If that's right, raise up your hand. All right, Ed. You return home well and show the people what Lord has done for you. God bless you on your own. Let's bow our heads just a minute. I want everybody with your head bowed in reverence. I want you to believe right now, and I want each one of you to repeat this prayer as I say it. You repeat it. I'm going to pray it. Just say it, but you pray it to God. Oh God, repeat it after me. Oh God, creator of heavens and earth, I do worship thee. I believe these things. Your Bible has said so, the reason I believe it. And now I'm coming to you to believe that you're going to heal me or give me faith that I can accept my healing. And I now, as your servant, I rebuke the devil that's tormenting me. And by Jesus' stripes, I am healed. And I'll testify of it. And I'll give you glory. In Jesus' name I accept it.
Now, each one of you just keep your head down. Keep shutting with God. Keep praying. I want to watch and see what he does. Keep praying. Are you ready to accept your healing? After the Holy Spirit here, seen moving with the people, how could you doubt him anymore? Now, surely, by God's help, if God will stand here on the platform and rebuke the devil, he can rebuke the whole thing at once. If in Africa, a land of Hottentots, one prayer, 25,000 people was healed, surely he can be in Owensboro, Kentucky, right in the middle of civilization. Keep your heads bowed and listen now. Pray while I ask God to help you. This is my prayer. You just keep shutting with God now. Almighty God, I ask for mercy. I see these poor people. See many of them laying here on cots and stretchers and beds. See them sitting back there with heart trouble and diabetes, cancer, diseases that will kill them before another moon changes if you don't help them. God, I know you're here willing to help them, and maybe it's the devil that's standing in their way. They're trying to get them to doubt or be a little skeptic about it. And I pray for mercy. I've preached, I've done all I know how to do. And now, Lord, I pray that you'll hear my prayer, and I'm coming to you with reverence and with respect. And I'm coming believing that you're going to heal every person here. Now, thou demon that's bound this group of people, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I adjure thee, come out of the people and leave them. I want you to keep your head bowed, keep thinking in your heart, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for my healing. Now, you that couldn't do something, you that couldn't hear in one ear, put your finger in your good ear and see if you can hear out of your bad ear. You that couldn't raise your hand, raise your hand up. You that couldn't do something, do it. The first one can do something that they couldn't do, raise up your hand. Let me see. Can anybody hear out of one ear that they couldn't hear before, raise up your hand. Somebody had a bad ear. Can you hear now, sister? I want you to come here a minute. Somebody else that couldn't raise their hand, raise your hand. I want you to stand right here for a testimony. Come here. Somebody that couldn't hear and can hear now, accept your healing. Look at this woman. If you accept your healing now, you couldn't hear, but now you can hear in your ears. Raise up your hand so I'll know who you are. You can hear, brother? Couldn't hear before. Can hear now. Come right here. That's right. Come out. Come here. Out of here. Stand here. That's wonderful. Come out on up to testify. Somebody else in here couldn't hear. These people are getting healed right out in the audience. Their own prayer, their own faith. You couldn't hear, and now you can hear. Raise up your hand. You couldn't hear before prayer, and now you can hear. Anywhere up in here, up in this way, anybody that couldn't hear, if some of those youths that are sitting there, ask them to say, praise the Lord or something. Say, praise the Lord. Speak out. See if they couldn't speak, let them speak. All right? Somebody that had a crippled hand and couldn't raise your hand, raise up your hand now. See if you can't raise your hand up like that. Somebody who couldn't walk, get up and walk. Come to the platform. Come out around here, brother. Come out on up on the platform here. I want you to come up and testify. Somebody that couldn't do something. What's the matter, people? Don't look at these people. Pray for yourself. You're the ones in desperate need. I'm going to get heart troubles and everything here in a few minutes for testimony. That's it. You that couldn't do something. I want you to do it now. God bless you. Here's a lady that come hobbling on crutches. Here she comes walking up without them. Let's say praise the Lord. Right, time for you to get busy. Start doing something. Come out on, sister. Come on. You may be a little lame in your legs. That's all right. Come on. You'll be all right. Now, some of the rest of you couldn't walk. Get up and come on up here. God bless you. Look, sir, you laying there on that bed. You believe me to be God's prophet? You believe that what I tell you would be the truth? Laying there on the cot? I don't know you. But God knows you, doesn't he? Will you believe me as God's prophet if I tell you the truth? You'll have to. You believe it, Mother, with all your heart? The man is at the end of the road. Yes. Cancer in the rectum. And he's helpless. Paralyzed in that which has brought him to those crutches. Mister, if you lay there, you can't last for a little while. But Jesus Christ will help you. If I was in your place, I would command you in the name of Jesus Christ to get out of that stretcher and walk. you believe me to be his servant, I'd raise up out of that chair, go home. Tell the devil he's a liar. Push my cot on out and go home. You wouldn't have to fool with it. Then rise up. And the rest of you here, anything you're on the bed, anything you are, God knows your heart. I can tell you what's wrong with you and what's your trouble. I can tell you right now, it's your unbelief. God is here right now to make every one of you well. Do you believe it? How many of you accept your healing? Stand to your feet. Every person here believes that you'd accept your healing? That's right. Stand up. God bless you. God bless you. Stand up. That's good. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Come out on up. That's right. Here's a deaf and dumb standing up now to come to testify. They've accepted their healing. Amen. Here's the old man with being paralyzed in his cancer in here, coming right out of the bed to accept his healing. That's the way to do it. Rise up to your feet. Don't be scared. Stand right up and say, God, my merciful Father, I believe. While you're standing, I'm going to pray. Oh, Lord God, give power, give strength, give unction. I pray tonight, Lord, if you'll have an old-fashioned testimony meeting here that will glorify God, that the power of the Holy Ghost will fall into this building and the great unction of God will fall and heal every person here. May there be your old-time conviction and power in Jesus' name. Amen. Where's the man that was paralyzed? Laying there, raised up out of the stretcher. Some of you are just go down here and bring him up the platform. Brother, hey, somebody come over here and help the man. That's right. There's a man laying paralyzed on the stretcher. Bring it. Get the crutches. Pick up the crutches and take them with him. Let's say praise the Lord. All right. Everybody want to testify? Come forward. Come up here now. Everybody wants to testify to give God glory. There's a crippled man walks out of here just now giving God praise. Let's say hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right, Brother Bowser. Come get on the testimony meeting now.
All right, Billy, or Brother Woods, this is a patient. Are you believers, sister? Do you believe me to be his prophet? Or his preacher? Or catch that. It's the Spirit that says that, you see. Myself, I don't care to say that. But do you believe that God is sure to help you? I could not help you no more than by a divine revelation from God or a vision, and by doing that, perhaps would be able to help you. You have many things wrong with you. You have arthritis for one thing. You have heart trouble for another thing. You have a stomach trouble for another thing. You have a kidney trouble for another thing. Is that true? I seem to see me like a doctor talking to you. Something I couldn't see it just right. Just a moment. I want to talk to you again. There was something happened there I didn't see. I want to talk to you just a moment again. Like the talking at the woman. Oh, here he is. Or you've got something wrong in your, some kind of a choking in your throat. That was caused from an old bronchitis condition you had long years, some time ago. Is that right? Long time ago. And it's done. Are you believing now? See, more vision. It just makes it weaker on me. You accept your healing? Lord, heal her, Father. I pray that you'll be merciful to her, and may she go over here tonight and be made completely whole. I ask it in Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, sister. Whatever it was, the truth wasn't it. This is true now. Go and be healed in Jesus Christ's name. All right, come, lady. You believe with all your heart? You believe that God sent me to help you? What you're weeping for, sir, is you're crying. You want God to heal you of that prostrate trouble? You do? Stand up on your feet. Accept your healing now. Go home. The prostrate trouble leaves you in the name of the Lord Jesus. You believe me to be his servant? With all your heart you believe it? You've had an accident. And you've hurt your neck and your leg, you fell through a register or something. Isn't that right? Long time, hurt yourself. Your trouble's laying right in your back. It's a strained nerve which is doing this here and down there. Are those things the truth? If you would you let the people know? Is that the truth? Truth? Every bit of it? Whatever he told you, that wasn't me. That was my voice, but I was somewhere else seeing you somewhere. It seems to me, I'm not sure, but it seems to me that something happened to you. Was that right? Did you fall or fell through something? That was the truth. Then that's God confirming that I've told the truth. And here's what's truth. Jesus healed you when he died at Calvary. Do you now accept it? Come here. In confirmation of thy word, O God, to fulfill what Jesus Christ, your Son, said, do I lay hands upon this, my sister, who's confident that she's standing in the presence, not of her brother, but in the presence of Jehovah God. And I pray thee, God, to bless her for her faith, and may she go and be well. In the name of thy Son, Jesus, we ask it. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go and testify now and let us hear what's to come. Come, sister. Now be just as reverent as you possibly can. The vision, it makes you feel such a funny feeling. My lips are feeling like they're that thick and all over me. Now please don't move. Sit still just a minute. Be in prayer. So I can kind of get to myself around a little. Are you all believing? The Lord Jesus is here confirming his word. And I pray that you'll believe. If he can't make you believe, what's use of me trying? Sister, now look on me just a moment. So I can just see you, just be reverent, and I just want to talk to you, just see your human being as I am, and I must catch your spirit in order to know and to see. And but you're standing for someone else. It's your mother, an elderly woman who's unable to come to the meeting, and there's something wrong in the stomach. The doctor, it's a cancer. The woman is dying. And she asked you to come and stand for me. I see her, as she said, when you left the door, for you to stand in her place. Is that truth, lady? Our Heavenly Father, send thy blessings to her. Whatever her request is, Lord, for healing, grant it to her as I bless this poor woman. In the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, I ask it. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go and be unto you just as you believe. That's just the way it'll be. God bless you. Let's say thanks be to God. Come, lady. Have faith. Are you believing with all your heart? All right, lady, I want you to look this way just a moment to me. Do you believe me to be the Lord's servant? Unworthy to say that. I'm ashamed of my life, ashamed of my being, to even claim to be his servant. But yet, through his grace, he has made me his servant. And my hands to represent, how can my hands ever represent his, seeing that my hands is unholy? To represent his holy hands. But whose hands would be holy? We were all born in sin, shaped in iniquity, come to the world speaking lies. Now, just a moment. There's a demon in the audience, a screening to this woman. On that woman right there. You have asthma, don't you, lady? You do too, don't you? Asthmatic. All right. Stand up to your feet.
That's right.
Stand up, lady, with the black coat on. That's right. Go home, both of you now, and get healed. God bless you. Go in Jesus' name. Let's say praise the Lord. Satan. All right. I felt that. And demons calling one to another. Now, come, lady. Believe with all your heart. You'll give that kid the trouble and go home and be made well. Say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing me. God bless her and heal her, I pray, in Jesus Christ's name that you'll grant it, Father. Hey, come, lady. Wasn't it a strange thing when I said kidney trouble to her? Or you have the same, just keep on going and say, Lord, I thank you for my healing. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Do you believe, lady, with all your heart, you believe me to be his servant? What are you, Amish? And you, very lovely, I appreciate your faith in Christ Jesus. In Fort Wayne, Indiana, and many of your people were there and healed. An Amish minister married you. Your loyalty is appreciated. And you suffer, I see, and especially in a room of an evening, there's something takes. Oh, yes, you're coughing real hard. It's an asthmatic condition. Is that right? Sleeping at night, you can't hardly sleep. It's so bad. Isn't that right? In a room where you have to yourself. Now, God knows that that's true. You believe you're going to get well now? May I ask God to help you, sister, as you come forward. Almighty God, creator of heavens and earth, bless this little woman who I bless in thy name. And may she get healed from this night and take this message to her people that Jesus Christ is raised from the dead and is a great healer and heals all the sickness. I ask this in his name. Amen. God bless you, my little sister. Go on your road rejoicing, believing, and be good. All right. Come, lady. That's a horrible demon. It makes you dizzy and upset all the time. It's sugar diabetes, you see. But God can heal you of that. Standing here between you and I now is dripping like out of white blood. See? Knows it's insulin shots and things that have to be taken to keep it down. I pray that God will heal you. Will you accept it now? Accept your healing? Oh, Jesus, Son of God, may this poor soul come to Calvary just now and get a blood transfusion from that holy blood there at Calvary and never need another shot as long as she lives. Oh, I pray this blessing for her in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go rejoice now. Go happy. You want to go back or any way you want to go, all right. Come, lady. If God will speak and say what's wrong with you, will you accept your healing? You will accept it. You promised me that. Well, you have trouble with your ovary, which is a female trouble causing a discharge. Isn't that right? Or just you go right back now and get well. Just turn right around and say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Or go back this way any way you want to go. Say, thank you. Wasn't it a strange thing when I said that to her? Because you suffered with the very same thing and it left you the same time her did. God bless you. Go and be made well. Let's say thanks be to God. Strange thing, you had the same thing, lady. Is that right? A female disorder. Just keep on going. You've been real nervous for a while, too, have you? Don't worry about that. That's what caused it, you see, which might cause a premature menopause. But just keep thanking God. It's ulcerated in there, but it's moved now. Go believe in God, and you shall get well. Let's say thanks be to God. Come believing with all your heart. Get over the diabetes and so forth. Go home and be made well. Do you believe God with all your heart? Believe he's going to heal you right now? Let me lay, you want me to lay hands on you, that's fine. Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll heal her. May she go in Jesus' name if you make well. God bless you, sister. All right, come, lady. Come, sir, with all your heart. Of course, I see you're wearing glasses, which is causing your eyes. Anyone can see that. Maybe there's something else wrong that God will reveal to me. That people say, well, of course, knowing your eyes are going bad like that and seeing that little place there on your eye. We won't speak of that because you know of that. But perhaps maybe there's something else wrong. God will reveal it. Yes, sir. You believe with all your heart? You have heart trouble, too. Is that right? All right, go ahead. Now, you believe? God bless you. Go and be made well in Jesus' name. Come, lady. Believe with all your heart as you come. You believe if God could help you here, if God would reveal to me what your trouble is, do you believe that he would make you well?
Sure.
You believe it with all your heart. stand still just a minute. Yes, it's that lady sitting right there. You have stomach trouble, don't you, sister? Yeah, stomach trouble. You had stomach trouble too, didn't you? You're both healed. Go home and eat what you want to. The lady sitting second from you there had stomach trouble too. Right down that other lady too, sitting down there, had stomach trouble too. Do you believe with all your heart? You believe it? It's an ulcerated condition, causing peptic ulcer. You go home and eat what you want to. God bless you. The lady sitting right between you had a rupture. Is that right, lady? You believe? Go home. What's the matter, sir? Do you believe with all your heart? All right. You had a heart trouble and rheumatism, and you believe that God will make you well there? If you do, you can raise up. Or you have gallbladder trouble sitting right next there. Gallbladder trouble. Isn't that right, sir? All right, you can raise up too and accept your healing and go home. You can go be made well. God bless you. That's it. Go home. You're healed. You're standing here last night trying to believe. Now your faith made you whole. God bless you. Go home. You're well and be all right. Let's say thanks be to God. Come, lady. Come, you lady. You believe me to be his prophet, his servant, with all your heart? Have a hard time getting up of a morning, don't you? That arthritis bothers you so bad at morning. What if I told you it was gone? Would you believe it? Go off the platform, walk like a little young lady, go ahead and be made well in Jesus Christ's name. Have faith in God. Oh, what the Holy Spirit could do right now. Come, sir. You believe him? If God will reveal your trouble, will you accept your healing? You have diabetes. Your blood. God will make you well. Go believe it. God bless you, brother. Let's say thanks to God. Come, sir. You believe him with all your heart? What made you jump when I said heart trouble? Because heart's what's bothering you. Isn't that right? Now you can go home and be made well. If you believe with all your heart, Jesus Christ will make you well. Father, I pray that you'll heal the man. For we know without this, he would die soon. And I pray that you'll help him. Amen. God bless you, my brother. God be with you. All right. Let's say thanks be to God. God bless you, sisters. You believe for the little boy? The female trouble. And this little laddie here. You believe he'll get over it?
Yes.
That he'll quit having them?
Yes, sir.
And spells?
Yes.
Epilepsy?
Yes, sir.
You come from out of town. You come from a rolling country, a lot of, I'm either going to say it's Carolina or Virginia one. I'll say Virginia. Is that right? Now, this is epilepsy. I want everyone to bow your head and bring me the baby. Come here, son. Now, remember, this is the kind that gets away. I want every mother with your child and close. I'm not responsible. Remember, if anything happens, if you're a critic, this is your time to leave. Epilepsy is the one thing caused more trouble than any. I don't say I can. By God's help, I believe I can make it leaving. But remember, it'll be in the building.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now bow your heads and don't raise it till you hear me say so.
Hallelujah.
Look here, son.
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ, the Son of God, died for you, honey, that you might be made well, that this thing might leave you. Well, if Jesus will make you well, will you serve God all your life and serve him and be a young man if God lets you live? And if he calls you to preach the gospel, you'll preach to anything he wants. Will you do that? Almighty God, who brought Jesus from the grave, this devil has robbed this child. You're seeing as there lays a future in his life, I believe. That's why I take the little boy here under this consideration. Not ask you to be merciful to this child. Now thou demon is called epilepsy. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I charge thee by the living God, come out of the boy. Leave him. Go out of this building and torment no one else. In Jesus Christ's name, I bind thee and send thee from this child. By the authority of the vicarious suffering of Jesus, the Son of God at Calvary, I ask you to go from the child. up here, sonny.
Hallelujah.
It's off of him now, Mother.
Glory.
It's gone. Now, you keep bleeding.
Oh, hallelujah.
God bless you, honey. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Boy, your trouble's ended, you, sister. You're gone. Oh. May God bless you. Let's say thanks be to God. Now, raise your head. Raise your head. I thought it was going to show up. I believe that boy's got a future. I seen something. I couldn't make out what it was because he was so weak right at this time. But I thought that if something showed to the boy. I'd be reverent. Have faith in God. Believe Him with all your heart. See a little lady sitting there praying. The Spirit's hanging over a halo. She's got something wrong with her hip. And you're suffering with a nervous condition. You were praying that I would speak to you. Isn't that right, lady? When you had your prayer going, little lady in white there, isn't that right? I've seen you. All right, you're going to get well now. You're going to be all right. There's a poor old man sitting there with a crutch in his arm. Look this way, sir. Do you believe me to, that's all right. Do you believe me to be God's prophet? You do. All right? You've just recently had a stroke that's put you in this condition. And it must have been you had the same clothes on. It's been the last day or two you was to visit a doctor. And a doctor's putting something over, it's on your heart. He says you got heart trouble. He shook his head and says that you can't live but a little while. Is that the truth, sir? I would accept Jesus Christ as my healer, stick that crutch on my shoulder and go out of here and glorify God if I was in your place. God bless you. Get some spunk in you like that of the old-fashioned Holy Ghost conviction and go out. God bless you. Now stick it on your shoulder and go out on your heel. Let's say praise the Lord. On. You believe now? How many believe? Raise your hand. Now bow your heads. Heavenly Father, I pray thee in the name of thy Son Jesus that you will cast away every unclean spirit, every devil that's in the building. May it all leave and every one in here be perfectly made well. Oh God, you who stood here hour after hour and has confirmed your word with signs following. How much longer will these people of this world disbelieve you, Lord? Oh God, grant that every spirit of unbelief and every doubt will be drove away from the people right now, and the power of your resurrected Son may take its place and give strength and power, and may every person in here be healed just now. Lord, may the crippled walk out. May everyone that's on crutches walk out, packing their crutches over their shoulders. May the wheel stretcher cases walk out tonight, pushing the cart before them. And may all the heart trouble go out rejoicing, heal everyone, Lord. I condemn every devil through the suffering of Jesus Christ at Calvary, for He won the victory. I say that every devil is defeated in Jesus Christ's name. I ask for Him to lead the people. Amen. Almighty God, it raised His Son from the dead. Oh, make you everyone well at this minute. Are you believing? If you are believing, stand to your feet, throw away your crutches, get up out of your places, and God make you everyone well.
Brings as it seems with your head bowed. The angel of the Lord is at the platform. I know that He's wanting to bless you. Strange how He jerked me out of that, wasn't it? I never had anything like this to happen. I hear that light standing right in the room right now. God of heaven be merciful. just hanging over a little girl just now back here. Over on my left-hand side, she's got a kidney trouble. Mother sitting next to her with a liver trouble. The little boy sitting there, he's got low blood pressure. Here he comes up here to this row right here in front of me. Hanging right over here, there's something wrong. That lady sitting there, he's got something wrong with her head. She's having head trouble. The one sitting next to you has the same thing. The lady right next to you, yes. And the man sitting there also has the same thing. Three of you. And that's the truth, isn't it? There you are, all three of your hands up. You can go home and get well now. The legion, I see light all around you. Oh, how glorious and marvelous the Holy Spirit. Lay your hand on that little girl back there, Mother, that kidney trouble. The little lad there with that low blood pressure, lay your hand on him, Pop. Mother, you're going to get well, too. I want to see what takes place. Be reverent, if you will, just a minute. Yes, sir, it's turning light around. Oh, isn't it wonderful? The angel of God that led the children of Israel, that same pillar of fire, is moving right around over this bunch of people. How, oh, friends, what a wonderful time. The lamb that led blind Bartimaeus. And here we are sitting here, not even in a healing meeting. And here he is, drop that down on me. I love you. Won't you know that he's here? He loves you, everyone. Won't you receive him? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your mercy. Oh, God, may the people just realize we're in the same angel that led them in the natural is leading us today in the spiritual. Here's the pillar of fire. Even the scientific world has got his picture. It's with us. We love him. We know he's here. We see him with infallible moves go out over the audience and perform miracles and signs while the people sitting right in the audience and being healed right now. Oh, Master of Life, touch everyone. Give them of thy blessings. Grant it, Lord. May everyone be healed and blessed. May the sinners be saved. The backsliders come back. Quit journeying out there in a path to their self. Maybe come on over here and get out of Egypt. Cross through the Red Sea today and burn every path behind them. Grant it, Lord. Have mercy now and heal these people sitting here. In the name of thy Son, Jesus, we ask it. While you had your head bound, I want each one of you just to stay shut in with God just a little bit. Just believe now that God is here to make you well. There it looks like again. Here it stands over here to my right, up towards the side of the balcony. Standing over a little mother with back trouble. God bless you, Mother. Here comes and stands over a lady coming heavy steps. She's got something in her side. I see her always holding her side. She's got trouble in her side. God bless you, lady. Just believe. You'll be made well. Oh, I tell you, friend, it looks like if you'd just believe anything right now. Just holy hush and quietness. May the Lord bless you. Brother Bosworth, you come and lead us in the word of prayer, too, if you will. I'll stand here with you while you're praying. Lead the audience to prayer again. Here's a good, godly man. I want you to stand here near Brother Bosworth. I can see something in here. Brother Bosworth, the very God that's led us and been with us, bless us. Here he is moving around over this little handful of people. Amen. On thousands of people out in the world, and here he is, this great being moving right here in this audience right now. Healing the people, making them well. Now his blessings is here. His spirit is on us. We know that he's here. And I know you, Brother Bosworth, to be a good godly man. You're God's servant. You were preaching this message before I was born, brother. I want you, if you'll lead the congregation in prayer too while I dismiss myself, if you will. You pray, if you will, for the congregation.
Well, then, if you believe he's risen from the dead, don't you? And he's among us. Well, then, he set some in the church to be seers, some to be preachers, some to be teachers, and so forth. Governments of the church. Is that right? Well, then, if the Christian then becomes sick, and they want a manifestation of something to raise their faith in God, they go to church and hear the preacher preach. If that doesn't do it, maybe a message will come forth through some other way. Or maybe it is a prophet in the country that will be able to see and know something that's caused the trouble or something to tell them. Then they just have faith. God does the rest. Is that right? That's right. I believe you're an honest person. It's hard to catch into you. You're a distant type of that because you're wondering at this time, you see. And you just let yourself be submissive and just know that God is here to help you. There is nothing in the world that I could do, only just say what I see. And it's difficult. Of course, one thing, I'm weak. But you've been something about an automobile, a car, a crash or a wreck or something. I see a strike. Just a moment, I just want to talk to you again. Yes, dear, I see him taking the woman from it. Very shook up, bad, hurt. And you haven't recovered from it just right yet. There seems to be something wrong with one of your limbs. There's a... No, that's a growth of some sort. That's in a danger line of being cancer, malignant. And there's something about somebody that's got a wheelchair, a cripple. It must be your husband that's pushed around. And it's, just a minute. Was that the truth? All that was said was truth. Is that right? Then, do you believe that he's going to help you now? Come here just a minute. Almighty God, the creator of heavens and earth, the author of everlasting life and the giver of every good gift, send to this, our sister, thy blessing. Now I pray that you will heal her. God grant to her the desire of her heart, and may this be one of the most happy times of all her life. May she go from here tonight happy, rejoicing, and praising you and giving you thanks and praise, and be made well. In Christ's name we ask it. Amen. God bless you, sister. As simple as it seems, it's just a little simple thing that means more. The prayer now, you just pray that God heard. Now what he told you that has been in life, you know that's true. See, then he promised you divine help now, that if that was so, this other will be so, won't it? Go and may God bless you. God be with you. Now, come, lady. You believe with all your heart? All right. You believe that God is and a rewarder of those who will diligently seek after him with all your heart. Yes, ma'am. Oh, my, what a wonderful... This is the best anointing. There's a whole bank of faith just sitting here now. Best that's been in any of the meetings. Right now. I want to tell you that before I get to a place where won't understand. I want you to be just as reverent, be seated, be reverent, look this way and pray and listen and believe with all your heart and rejoice with exceeding great joy. God is an object of worship. God wants to be worshipped in spirit and in truth. Now, excuse me, sister. I would just mention to the people, you see, so I would know, so I could get It's kind of another world, you know. You kind of break into here. You know you got an audience before you. Sometimes the vision gets so much you can't tell your right or left or where you're at or what you're doing, you see. But you believe me to be his servant, don't you? And we are strangers. Don't know one another. But God knows both of us, doesn't he? Now, you've come from away from here. And you come from a place that's a lot of prairie country. And you come, it was an airplane. An airplane comes up from leaving a prairie country in the back. It's a city you come from, it's on a prairie. And it's a, you've come to an immigration, you're from Canada. You come from, I say, Regina. Is that right? And your plane come down in a city that sets low into a, near a river. You're sitting on each side of the river. I'd say it was a Cincinnati or something on that order. But then you come here with an automobile. And it was at nighttime. The lights, you got mixed up somewhere. And you've had your trouble is, or you're with friends. I see that. You're rejoicing with someone. But you've been operated on. You've had two operations. And the operations is in here in the bosom or breast. And it's cancer. Is that true? Then I see it turning dark, lady. It must be that you're not going to live, perhaps. No, here's what it is. You are in need of Jesus Christ. You're not a Christian. You need Christ. Is that right? Why not take him and live? Is that true? You accept him as your Savior now, right now, forsake all sin. God lets you live. You're going to live for him the rest of your days. Come. Almighty God, who raised Jesus from the dead, this dying woman standing here on her feet has now come to life. I thank thee, Lord, for thy Spirit that makes her well. God, I pray that you will take all sin and everything from her, and may she go to her home happy, rejoicing, and completely well. I ask this sickness to leave her body in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. My sister, you are returning a different person. You are a Christian now. Your sins are forgiven. With all my heart, I believe you live, for it's light, real light around you now where I'm standing. And I believe you're going to be all right. You feel that too, don't you? Yes, ma'am. You are a Christian and living for Christ now. God bless you. God bless you. Someone should see the... Don't you? Now it hangs here in the corner. The little lady sitting there with a red pocketbook. It's right over her. Do you have a prayer card, lady? You don't have a prayer card? Do you believe me to be God's prophet? You are? You have something wrong in here, too. It's a gallstone, isn't that right? It's gone from you now. You can go home and get well, huh? Have faith. Do you believe with all your heart, sir? All right. I want you to just believe with all your heart. All right. Now, if the Lord Jesus is present, His manifestation of His Spirit to give life, forgiveness of sin, is it just as easy to say your sins be forgiven you as it is that you're healed? Well, which does either one? God. There's something about sin in your life. But you're a disobedient person. You're a preacher, too. Yes. Yes, sir. And you got some kind of a eczema, a skin over your body that's bad. And you fail to do what God told you to do. Well, that's sin. That's right. But you're a minister of the gospel. And you got a sick wife. And she's got some kind of a trouble in here. It's an asthmatic condition. And a smother. It's her heart. She's got heart asthma. Is that right? You now ask God to forgive your disobedience. I want you to return to your wife, lay hands on her, and go back preaching the gospel and talk. In Jesus Christ's name, make the man perfectly normal. Heal his wife and may this be the hour of hours for him. And take it away from him. I rebuke the enemy in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Just a moment, sir, minister. Stand there, just turn your back again, if you will. Now look around at me. You've been sometime or other at my tabernacle. Isn't that right? I've seen you walking out the door like that, out of my tabernacle door. Isn't that true? Oh, God bless you. Boy, I just seen it. My tabernacle come before me, and I've seen you going out the door. And I know you've been there somewhere. All right. Good Lord. God bless you, brother. All right. You believe Him with all your heart? All right. You believe, lady? With all your heart. I am a stranger to you, lady, but not with God. I realize that you are a Christian, not because you said, oh, Jesus, because any sinner would do that, that was standing especially in His presence. But God knows you. And if He be with me, then He'll let me know you too, for His glory. You believe that? You've had some trouble, some operations, and they've removed inward organs. And isn't that true? I can't understand. There's something about a tent. Somewhere a tent or something. You've got a tent. Or you're a preacher's wife. That's what it is. You're a preacher's wife. And he a tent, about a tent meeting or something. And that's Assembly of God. And now, if I'm not mistaken, in the vision I saw a man with a little plaid shirt and his teeth, which is Brother Vibbert. You have something to do along with Brother Vibbert or something. Is that right? Well, God bless you. Almighty Father, oh, be merciful, God. Now go touch our sister and lay she go and be healed. God, I send her on her road in the name of your Son, Jesus, to be made absolutely whole. Amen. God bless you, my sister. Go and may His presence be with you. Amen. Was there someone healed right here? Or was it you, lady? The vision didn't look like you, or the lady. You'll just bear with me. Just we're serving the Lord Jesus with all of our hearts. It has left me. I don't know what the Lord meant. That's just a blessing on the lady sitting there. You've already been up here, have you, lady? Oh, you was up here. All right. All right. All right, bring the next. Here's the man of death. Go bow your head everywhere. Just as soon as he moved, I felt the Spirit move on him. Keep your head bowed. You hear me speak to you. Oh, God, who raised Jesus from the dead, Satan has bound this poor man. He doesn't have the privilege of hearing the gospel, so faith doesn't come by hearing for him. I pray, God, that you'll excuse this now and will make this demon leave him so that he can hear. Now, Father, be that he can't, I pray that you'll give me power over this devil to cast it out. And, Lord, if there be anything wrong, then you can speak to thy servant. But I pray thee now, Lord, that this demon will not be able to stand in the face of thy servant, that this man could be healed, a young man here, just in the prime of life, and the devil's done this evil to him. Now, Father, hear my prayer. Satan, you who bound the man, you deaf spirit, trying to run into a premature grave, I charge thee by Jesus Christ, the Son of God, come out of him.
I'm barely
listening. All right, raise your hand. Listen to this. You say loud what I whisper to you. I'll put my hand over this because this is real life.
Amen.
Amen.
I love the Lord.
I love the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Now watch this.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I love you.
I love you. I'm just barely whispering. God bless you, brother. Christ has healed you and made you well. I go sin no more. It'll be all right. You believe me to be his prophet now? You love me?
Yes, sir.
I love you. I want to ask you something. Will you do what I tell you to do?
Yes, sir.
You have a bad habit.
Yes, sir.
That's smoking cigarettes. Give them up. Go and never do it again.
God
bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Have faith. You believe, lady, with all your heart? You believe me to be his servant? There it is. Oh, yes. It's the lady sitting next to this woman here. You have an allergy, don't you, lady? Isn't that right? Oh, yes. That makes you feel good, too, didn't it, Dan? All right. You had a colon trouble, too. Isn't that right? All right, put your hands on one another. God bless you. Now you can go home and be well, both of you. Satan tried to get by with that. Well, I know God was working, and that's the move right there. Hallelujah. Oh, how we love him. You believe, lady? If I should just tell you what your trouble, by the help of God, the visions make me so weak. But you would believe me? I see one thing. You certainly have had a lot of trouble. You got a heartbreaking experience right now you're going through. That's concerning some children that's out in the world, sinning. And you suffer with heart trouble. God bless you, come here. God, through the name of your Son, Jesus, help this poor little thing, so much like my own mother. And I pray, God, that you'll take away all the power of the devil off of her life and may go and may everything that she has a desire of may come to her in Jesus Christ's name, I ask it. Amen. I bless thee, my sister, and may everything that I can ask God to give you, may you receive it. You believe you do now? God bless you. Go on your road happy and rejoicing and saying thanks, God. You believe him with all your heart? somebody right in here waiting. You want to get over that diabetes? Believe God's going to make you well? Accept it right now? Come here. Lord, heal this dear mother. I pray that you'll take all the trouble from her tonight and make she get well in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go rejoicing, thankful. And God bless you, sister. All right. Now, Reverend. The angel of the Lord is moving over this audience. It's right there, and there's something, the same thing wrong with that, that is with this lady here. Would you ask Hebe, sitting right? That's right. I was riding behind that man again. There's a lady sitting there, something wrong with her back. Her daughter sitting right next to her's got something wrong with the head, her head. You believe with all your heart? Believe God's going to make you well? Do you accept it, lady? Both of you? You and your girl both? Do you? God bless you. Put your arms over on one another. God make them well in Jesus' name. Sir, you were laughing sitting over from there. You have something wrong with your back too, don't you? Is that right? That's your wife sitting next and she has something wrong with her head. Is that right? Yes. And look, sir, you're not a Christian. You need to accept Christ. Isn't that right? I said, turn it dark. Do you accept Him as your Savior now so He can make you and your wife well? Do you believe that? And we'll accept Him as you stand up to your feet and say, I accept Him as my Savior. God bless you. Stand up to your feet and you can be made well. Raise up. Just raise up to your feet. Raise up with Him, brother. God bless you. Both of you now can go home and be made well in Jesus Christ's name. Let us say praise the Lord. The Lord Jesus is here if you just believe. Now look, lady. Do you believe with all your heart? Do you believe me to be His prophet, His servant, brother? With all your heart, you believe it? Now, just a moment. Here it is again. That's the way you believe, audience. That's the way you get something from God. Now, it's coming from many different places. Look there, sister. You have stomach trouble. All of you with stomach trouble, stand to your feet right now. See that what I told you? There they are. That's our heads. Oh, Lord Jesus, these demons screaming, pulling, they know their time's come. They know they can't get by with these things. They know that their end is here because people are now beginning to believe. And I rebuke every demon that's suffering, making these people to suffer with this stomach trouble. Come out of them. In the name of Jesus Christ, leave them. God bless you. Take my word. Go home and eat whatever you want to at your supper. And you too, lady. God bless you. Now, just a moment. Somewhere. No, here it is. Standing right here. Sir, you sitting there with that little boy on your lap. You had stomach trouble too, didn't you? He healed you just then. Your little boy's blind, isn't he? Put your hands over on him and ask God to help him get him his sight. In the name of Jesus Christ, may it be so. You believe, brother? Got kidney trouble, haven't you? You believe you're healed? Go off the platform shouting and praising God. A while ago when that lady was talking about having TB, you were standing right there on the steps. You were the one who were healed too because you had TB and had it a long time. Gone now. Go home rejoicing and thanking God for His goodness. All right. Come, lady. You know your heart troubles left you when you step in there and believe with all your heart. Just keep walking and say, thank you, Lord Jesus, and be made well. You too, sister. You believe with all your heart it's gone from you? God bless you. Lord, heal her and make her well in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Would you have colon trouble sitting there, lady? Isn't that right? You were weeping just then. You were wondering when it was coming your time. This is your time now. God bless you. That's right. You partner, you love her, do you? You're sitting here on me and you have complications, just everything wrong. Isn't that right? All right, your time is now too. God bless you. You go home and be well. God bless you, friend. Have faith in God. Yes, you just healed with the stomach trouble. You're kind of wondering in your mind, sitting right there, that lady sitting right in there. You are healed. God bless you. Yes, it's over. Yes, ma'am. Let's say thanks be to God. Come, lady. You believe me to be His prophet? Now, here's the fool. Little boy, sitting there on the end. You're kind of dressed with a little yellow-looking shirt on. You got something wrong with an eye. Isn't that true, son? That come from a kid throwed a trinket. You were standing around a post or something. And a boy throwed a trinket and hit you in the eye. Put it out. But that thing you got so you could see. Then it left you again. You was reading some kind of a little book, some kind of a little comic story magazine. Is that right? They went away from you. Now it's blind again. You shouldn't do that, son. You have another habit of using tobacco or smoking and things. Isn't that right? Stand up and accept Jesus as your Savior. And may God make you heal and well. Have faith. Sister, you suffer with nervousness. This whole audience is plagued with nervousness. Everybody's got nervousness. Stand to your feet right now and be healed. Let's stand down to this woman. There you are. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll find them a deal. Take these demons out of these people that are calling. May the power of God creep over this building just now and rebuke every demon of nervousness in here.